My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey man, it was a good weekend, especially for those who braved the heat, Carl, at Truist Park to watch the Bravos take 2 out of 3 from the Bucks, including what was an electric atmosphere with Skeens and how about Kelnick, man? That was pretty neat, but Skeens going up against Max Fried. Our man, Grant McCauley, joins us right here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What do you think of the series against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, a step in the right direction for the Braves. I mean, they definitely needed to win series on this homestand, get themselves really lined up for what's going to be a showdown with the Philadelphia Phillies that will begin this weekend. But you can't overlook anybody. And I thought that, you know, getting a little offense going on Friday was good. Just enough runs on Saturday was good. Obviously, the pitching matchup kind of took center stage. And yeah, coming up a little bit short, though, on Sunday, you just kind of helped come out of the series wondering a little bit, can they find the consistency? I think that's probably the overriding thing I talked about from the diamond yesterday was just, you know, we've seen flashes of it, but when are they really going to hit their stride for an extended run?
My guess is you probably, just guessing here, I mean, I could be wrong, but I doubt it, that you spent a lot of time, Grant, on, what's his name? Oh, Kelnick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you spent a lot of time on
it. Yeah, Chris, Kelnick did it.
I did. I've been talking quite a bit about Jared Kelnick on the show, no less, over the last probably couple of months, really all season long, just because I felt like from a talent perspective, there was an opportunity there. And that's what the Braves saw when they acquired this guy. And now we're seeing, and nobody loves the circumstances of Jared Kelnick becoming the Braves leadoff hitter because of what it took to get it there.
For sure. Yeah.
But everybody's loving the production that you're seeing from him. He's batting over 300, nearly 330 out of the leadoff spot with a 900 OPS. He's been hitting well over 300 for over a month now.
Huh.
The power has shown up. He's doing the things that you were hoping that you'd see out of Jared Kelnick. That's a long season. There can be highs and there can be lows, and we've seen a little bit of both for him. And over the course of his career, he's no stranger to both of those things. But it's certainly it's well timed because the Braves need some guys to step up, and Jared Kelnick, alongside really Austin Riley here lately, have been the guys that have really stepped up for this club.
You know, I hate when guys rush to judgment over a player, Carl. Don't you? You got to let things percolate, evolve.
I hate it, Mike. I really do.
You know what? Matter of fact, Oren, let's hear that great home run call. As we heard it on Bally Sports, for those who do have Bally Sports, when we heard that that rocket off the bat of Kelnick.
Kelnick turns on this and sends it to the chop house, greeting Paul Skeens pretty rudely. It's 1-0 Atlanta.
I mean, we talk about exit velocity and everything, but how about the speed in and speed out on that one, Grant?
Well, no doubt. And I was just thinking as we were coming into the segment and we've got our little bumper, it's got Ronald Acuna Jr. and that for good reason, but maybe we need the new Braves leadoff hitter to be the featured highlight for the intro outro for the segment here. I don't know. But
no, you know what? You make a great point. We're going to make that happen, Grant.
Right.
Great job. Great point.
I know. I think we do. It's now, and we'll call it the Kelnick opener in honor of Kelnick. It is Grant McCauley. For those who aren't catching the drift, Chris, because when we had a really bad start for Kelnick in spring training, Chris, and I was in on it too. We were joking around, this guy's a bum. What is this guy? Who is this guy? And now he looks like the answer, certainly at leadoff. Grant, getting to the pitching, I had the number today. I've been telling Carl all day. Schwellenbach, I know he's learning his way in the show. show, and it was a pretty, you know, decent start for him. But they're just not winning the games he's starting. They're 1-5 when Spencer Schwellenbach starts.
Yeah, and I think that part of that, you can certainly point to some of the inexperience that goes into that. And it is a learning curve. And I think we do have to look and see that this is a kid that even at 24 years old, a little bit older than some of the other pitching prospects that they brought up, still fewer than, 100 professional innings coming into the season. So there's a lot of on-the-job training that's happening here. I do like what I see from him. I do like that pitch arsenal that he has. But when you make mistakes at the big league level, a lot of times you're going to pay for them. O'Neill Cruz and Rowdy Tellez certainly made Spencer Schwellenbach pay yesterday. But I feel like, as we've talked about a lot of different things, that if you had an offense that you really could count on, Spencer Schwellenbach, say the one start in Boston, really hasn't allowed an outing to just get completely out of hand. He's had one poor start at the big league level, what I would call a truly poor start, in which you just kind of, you know, have to, you know, look at it and maybe learn from it and move on. And I think that he's done a nice job of evolving as he's gone along in each one of his starts as well. But, you know, again, I think they're going to look for different ways to solve that fifth starter spot, maybe even, you know, utilizing a sixth starter from time to time as they need it. And I think Spencer Schwellenbach can still be one of the answers there, but there will be some growing pains, most certainly, for a young pitcher who's just now making his way through the big leagues. And I talked about this on From the Diamond yesterday. I've talked to a lot of guys over the years. I mean, major league executives, major league managers, just longtime veterans. It takes about 30 or 35 starts before you really know what you've got from a young starting pitcher in the big leagues. And Spencer Schwellenbach is nowhere close to that.
Are we taking what we're seeing again from Max Fried for granted? I thought he was great again on Saturday.
No, he was, and that's just kind of Max Fried's, that's just his M.O. That's what he does, and I know that every once in a while he has a bad one. We saw him start off the year with a couple of starts that he'd like to have a do-over for, I'm sure, but what he did is what all the great ones do. They buckle down, they get back to work, and they make the most of their next opportunity, their next outing, and I feel like Max has got such just a complete arsenal that he, you know, mixes his pitches, uses six different offerings, which I think is incredibly impressive for a young pitcher that I saw that was basically a fastball, curveball pitcher, maybe looking for that third pitch to get some consistency, maybe dabbling with a changeup. And all of a sudden, I mean, he can give a lineup so many different looks. I think that's one of the things that helps him avoid going into, you know, stretches where he just can't find a way to get outs. But, yeah, Max Fried, and especially in the absence of Spencer Strider, has stepped up big time. He's been who we've seen year after year, and the Braves have needed every bit of it.
Grant, we met some Pirates fans the other day. We're doing the show at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Is this the time that they're finally going to keep some guys and actually build on all the young stars they've added?
You know, I'd like to tell you the answer to that is yes, but if I said that, it may not necessarily line up with what the Pirates' MO has been, unfortunately, and that is to allow these guys to maybe grow, establish themselves a little bit, and then more times than not, end up being traded off. But there's no question that they're in a pretty nice spot here where they have produced, especially from the starting pitching side, led by Paul Skenes and Jared Jones. If O'Neill Cruz can put some things together, I mean, that guy, we saw it on Sunday. He's as powerful as anybody in baseball. Rocket arm, shortstop, really great athlete. You know, got to cut down on the strikeouts, which is a story for a lot of young hitters. But he's a five-tool talent, and those are the kind of guys that you want to be stockpiling, especially if you're a club like the Pirates is trying to find its way, kind of wandering through the wilderness to find a winning season again. They've been more competitive this year than they have been in years past, and that young, you know, that youth movement that they've got going on is a big part of that.
Grant, let's preview what's coming up with the Giants. Tell us about these guys.
Well, the Giants, I feel like, are another club that's kind of underperformed this year. I talked about this a lot on From the Diamond yesterday with some of the big money that they spend in the offseason. They signed Jorge Soler. He struggled this year, batting .230. You know, they went out and got a big outfielder from Korea who was supposed to be a superstar for them on a $100-plus million contract. He's had to get his shoulder reconstructed, so he's out. Blake Snell, the National League Cy Young Award winner last year, has a groin strain. He's been out. Matt Chapman's pretty much been Matt Chapman, which is to say a great fielder with some streakiness at the plate. But all of these guys were kind of designed to bring an influx of talent in that might put the Giants over the top and really propel them into the National League West race and obviously into the wild card as well, which there aren't too many teams that are out of it in the wild card, and the Giants aren't out of it, but they're just having trouble even finding their way to .500. And we'll see what the Braves are able to do on or in a matchup that should favor them on paper, but as I've joked many times this year, the game is not played on paper. You just got to figure out ways to win series, and the Braves have another opportunity right here as they move through this series into the Phillies to have a little bit of momentum on their side.
Hey, we'll talk injuries real quick, Grant, before we cut you loose. What's the story with Michael Money Harris? Any idea when we'll see him?
No, there's still no timeline. I know he's doing those baseball activities, but until he goes out and runs, I mean, you really can't set a definitive date on sending him on a rehab assignment. I mean, is it progress that he's out hitting and throwing? Yes, it absolutely is. But until he's able to kind of open it up, run the bases, really test this whole thing out, and obviously he'll do a lot of things before he gets on the bases, that's when you'll really start to know. This hamstring strain, I think we're kind of looking at it thinking, probably going to be a month, including a rehab assignment, at least. The Braves have been, you know, very reluctant to put a timetable on it. We're definitely, in my opinion, let's say that, rather than we're definitely, but in my opinion, we're looking at a second-half return. Could be close to the trade deadline, hopefully sooner. It all depends on how Michael Harris responds.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.